You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
The Koi Gig Pod on Off the Ball.
Like you said there with Grace Clinton, like if the club is serious about the women's team, you get players like that nailed down as soon as you can, because you can see the impact that she has on the team.
Subscribe to the Koi Gig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite, giving you a flavour of Ireland's sports breakfast show.
And then this one, I want to talk about this. Kylie and Dowling's return to Limerick fold and Quaid's cruciate blow. So, speaking to Limerick's Live 95, John Kylie confirmed that Nicky Quaid has had an operation and he is recuperating. It went well. He's happy. His medical team are happy with it. So, we're delighted with that. So, whatever about Limerick hurling, for Nicky himself, it's really important that he makes a full recovery. He's recuperating and doing well. We wish him well in his recovery, and we know that when he does get back to the rehab part of it, he'll be giving it a huge effort. Is there an outside bet Quaid could feature next year? Non-committal. At the minute, it's just getting him to recover and see where he goes. I've no doubt he'll challenge himself in his own rehab, but these things have a very uncertain road ahead. So there might have been a world in which Nicky Quaid's cruciate was partially detached, and so therefore he didn't need the surgery, and they figured that he could get the surgery at the end of his career. But it looks like he's had the surgery. And again, we don't know. There's also a world in which it was still partially attached and this is like a patch-up job. Or there's a world in which they had to meld it all together and the knee will be swollen for months and then the recovery starts. And so sometimes you recover from this in 6 months. Sometimes you recover from it in 12 months. Sometimes you get an infection and it takes 18 months.
Yeah.
So we don't know, I suppose.
No, it'll be wide open. Whatever will happen, he won't be there for the bulk of the year anyway, whatever happens. And I don't know if you'd kind of, in some hypothetical world where Limerick are into the All-Ireland series and he becomes back available, you don't probably change your keeper in an All-Ireland semi-final, do you? Like, it's not, if you've gotten that far.
It's hard to know, right? Because it is Nicky Quaid we're talking about.
It is. And, you know, like, look.
They put Cluxton back in whenever they could, you know?
That's true. Yeah, it'd be great to actually speak to one of both. I'm very interested to know what the differences are, even though both have changed so seismically, what the differences are in being a Gaelic football keeper at that level and a hurling keeper at that level. You're doing a lot more as a hurling keeper.
More puck outs?
Yeah, like considerably more.
Doing way less running though.
Way less running, but you're, 100%. So like that's what I mean. I'm not saying one's harder than the other. It would be interesting to know what the differences are in terms of what you need to have, say, operating at 100 and what you can afford to be operating a little less under. Like, as you're saying, I don't think probably...
It'd be good to get two of the most competitive goalkeepers to, like, do some kind of competition against each other, you know?
it would be interesting because I don't know, like, it's... I don't know. That repetitive kind of movement, does it put any strain on the knees? Like, you're obviously operating a lot out of the bottom. Your whole body's kind of contorting a bit.
I've talked about this before, but one time in the noughties, we ended up getting asked out to... do a training session at a place wherever the Dubs were training, and on the board they had essentially times of the current members of the Dublin panel, and the fastest and the reflexes, Cluxton's name was at the top of it. It was like, oh, that's interesting, isn't it? So he's the fittest and fastest, and there was like short circuits that they were doing, very specific ones, and he was like at that stage ahead of everybody. Now it's, that could be 20 years ago. It's not quite 20. It was like 15 years ago at least. And so he was obviously always elite compared with even his teammates who, you know, were some of the best athletes to play Gaelic football. I want to talk about Dowling here though, right? So if you're taking a Pep lap of honour, I did suggest Shane Dowling as a future. As a
you did?
Really,
I mean, did.
That was scoffed at by experts. Speaking to Limerick Live 95, Kylie hailed Dowling as a superb goalkeeper. Shane has gotten involved with his own club over the last 3 or 4 years playing in goals, and anyone that's been attending the club games will know that Shane has had a huge impact in the Pearshig and has played exceptionally well in that role. His distribution of the ball, his ability to come out and take long-range frees, and his shot-stopping has been exceptional. Shane is a superb goalkeeper, and that's the reason why we spoke. It was a huge decision for him to come back into the group, but we wouldn't be true to ourselves if we didn't explore every single avenue that we have as a management team, which would suggest that he's not just back in for the trial, that he's made it through, right? So they apparently this is a totally new approach this year, and they brought 48 players in for a trial. Every single one of them said, yes, I'll come in for a trial. And 13 players have now been added to the training panel. So I suspect that the training panel obviously gets whittled down as the season goes on. But Shane Dowling, he's still in the group.
Yeah.
That's very exciting, isn't it?
It would be such an incredible comeback story. It kind of already is. It kind of doesn't really matter what happens from that point, but just that if he was to play. So like, I don't know. I presume everyone's kind of remotely familiar, but the last game he played was the All-Ireland semi-final in 2019 for Limerick. They lost and he made a great impact off the bench, and then I think he gets injured that year, summer into winter, I suppose, for the club, for an piercing, and I don't know if he plays outfield again. Like, it's kind of that long. So it'd be remarkable. And it's very interesting because he obviously is so good that he can't have played much in goals growing up, because he would have been too much of an asset outfield.
Well, there's probably a world in which he plays like three age grades up, is there?
Potentially.
Kelly and I think DJ played in goals for a while.
Yeah, potentially. It would be very interesting to know. You're kind of his primary concern would have always been, I suppose, forward play. And for him just then in the last few years to kind of obviously seriously move back towards goalkeeping, on club levels, obviously a little bit lower than inter-county level, but to be in that position is remarkable. I think there's probably something in just his determination to get back to this point that is in itself an asset in a group that's probably hurting a little bit.
You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
Like, the other side of this, right, is that he left because of injury and then got stuck into being a pundit, but also involved with the underage inter-county setup.
He was the minor manager.
And that's not nothing, right? That is like a serious commitment. So he's automatically catapulting himself into the reckoning for being the Limerick manager sooner rather than later as a result of this, where it's like, oh, you have your time out. You go into the media, so you understand that's kind of, Jurgen Klopp did that. He went into the media for a bit and then he comes back in and it's like, okay, so I now understand fundamentally the goalkeeping position. I understand coaching of the young players. I'm an All-Ireland winner, like a breakthrough player on a team that gets over a line after one of the longest famines in Irish sports. That's quite the impressive CV.
It would be foolish if at any point he's allowed slip outside a system where he is helping Limerick hurling in some capacity or whatever he wants to do. He's remarkable. And you don't know, you never know all these things, but I would say that he's like a welcome face back in there in that group again, that kind of he has a lot of goodwill around him. Now, that won't count for much. It's not going to get him over the line, but it's just the kind of person he is. And you'd find it hard to believe that if he's got this far, he's not going to give everything he can to kind of...
Because there's just an assumption Galan is going to be the goalkeeper, right?
Well, I don't know if there's an assumption. Like, it doesn't.
That was the way it was talking.
If never, yeah, like, for sure.
He's next up.
He's the one playing, you know, he's with Mary Eye, the one Fitzgibbon. Like, he's kind of, there's everything there. Young, kind of, you can mould him into whatever you need. But since Barry Hennessy left, was that 2 or 3 years ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was, I don't think there's been as defined a number two. If you know a number two, whatever, number 16, there's not been as defined a backup. So it's all to play for. Like, whoever wants to go in and grab it. But it's, you'd imagine they do a bit of chop and changing during the league, that people will probably have to get a fair go of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You think he'll play?
I
definitely got to play minutes in the league.
He'll have to get a go of it. If he's...
Why do you think he'd have to?
Because he's not...
Not coming back for the crack, but would he have to get guarantees?
He definitely won't get guarantees.
I don't think it's guarantees. It's more, we need to see what he can do. What if he can do all... What if he is, like, delivery excellent, shot-stopping excellent, long-range points excellent? You're like, having a look at this.
If you break it down, like if his distribution is, like Quaid's distribution is obviously a massive asset in terms of where he can land it. And it's so important with Limerick because of the way they play. So if Dowling, I mean, you kind of suspect, given his free take and everything else, that he kind of has a good eye for that. If he can come in and kind of keep that at a similar level, you're already off to a serious start. Like Nicky Quaid doesn't typically have to make that many saves in a game. Now, I'm not sure. I don't know what his agility's like. I don't know what his, you know, I don't know how necessary that is. I don't, you know what I mean? It's a different kind of, what do you learn? Like, how's the body at that stage when you've not gone through all those years and years of kind of building up agility and your kind of reflexes and everything like that? You assume they're at a level, but I can't imagine they're at the level of Quaid. It would be weird if they were.
It would be remarkable. But like, again, like,
he, you know, he's a kind of remarkable figure. So yeah. I don't know. It is. Who knows?
So Arthur's hiding the, burying the lead here. Shane Dowling is his favourite hurler, which we'll find out about over Christmas. We've just recorded some amazing content for you that's coming your way. Do we want to tell everybody what we've done about our drafts?
Oh, you can tell about the drafts. Drafts will be out in about a week's time.
And are we going to, do we think we're going to make them available for, are we going to save people's Christmases? Would everybody, so basically what we did is we took every All-Star from the year 2000 and we got some knowledgeable people in the room and we went along in a draft style and picked teams, the best football team and the best hurling team. Now my team is obviously the best hurling and football team. So it's difficult to, you know, but there were other teams that had like, you know, good combinations on them, some of which we might leak over the coming days. But if you think about it, right, in the dog days between Stephen's Day and New Year's, when everybody's like, what are we going to do now? And we're sick of the sight of each other. We might actually produce a little thing that you can cut out and go, oh, here's, pick this. And then bringing families together or splitting GA clubs and renting them in two because of oh, my team's better.
Yeah, that's good. It's good fun.
Good debate.
You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.